He loved watching birds fly and he was so jealous because all he wanted to do was fly. All he could do was climb trees like any other squirrel. He would run out to a tree limb and jump off, spreading his arms and legs, moving and tumbling and crashing to the ground. His mother, his father, his family, and his, the children's stories, 113, friends kept telling him how stupid he was and he would not listen. Finally, one night he went to sleep and the spirit of the tree came to him and said, "You want to fly, don't you?" And the squirrel said, "Yes, more than anything." Then the spirit of the tree said, "Well, do you mind looking different from the others?" And the squirrel said, "No, I do not care. I look different anyhow because I am always falling to the ground like no proper squirrel should." And the tree said, "Well, in the morning when you wake up you will be able to fly. Run out to the end of the branch and jump off as you usually do. Spread your arms and legs like you usually do, and see what happens." So the next morning the squirrel woke up and without waiting to look around and see what was going on, he immediately ran to the end of the branch and jumped off. He spread his arms and legs like he usually had been doing. But instead of falling straight to the ground, he started gliding and made it to the next tree. He was so astonished he crashed into the tree. And he looked down to see why he was suddenly able to fly. He had flaps of skin between his arms and legs now. And that is how the flying squirrel came to be. Oh, I like that story. Laugh, I bet the children enjoy that one. B-D-B-D-B-D-B-D, yes. We generally tell that story while we are gathering acorns. Do have another that is a favorite. I cannot think of any right now. There are so many of them. I like those stories. There are many strange animals where you live. Oh, animals are animals. What are strange? They're not strange though you because you see them all the time. Yes. Strange only to children who ask a lot of questions. I laughed. I realized he was teasing. You said that when the old ones came here some of the animals seemed strange to them, didn't they? B, that is what I said. D, did the old ones have any legends of animals where they came from? B, it is said that they did, but those legends have not survived. The knowledge has been lost gradually, like when a wise man would be accidentally killed, or take sick or something like that before he had a chance to pass on everything he knew. It must have happened because there are many gaps in the legends. But that is life. Chapter 10, The Creation Legends. B, it is through the legends that we are able to keep our identity as a people. We pass down to the children the wisdom of our forefathers, and the things that we have figured out. We put it in the form of legends to help make learning these things easier. D, do you have any legends about how the earth was formed, and how it all began in the very beginning? B, yes. There are legends about the time of the beginning. And there are two or three different stories, I guess you could say. If you look just at them, they sometimes sound like they conflict with each other. But if one keeps in mind about the old ones and the miraculous things they could do, then they make sense. D, you told me how your people began. Can you tell me those stories about how everything began? B, one story that is told is called a creation story. But I personally think it is closer to the stories of how the old ones came here. It is that kind of story, even though it speaks of the time and beginning. D, do you think they are speaking of the same thing? B, yes, or perhaps in between the time when things were created and when the old ones came here. I will see if I can get things in order here. It has been a long time since I have thought of this story, and I want to tell it right. To find out the underlying truth about things, you have to look at what is around you and see how things work together. On a clear night when you look up at the sky you see how it is dark and scattered with stars. One legend says the stars really exist, they are really things. They are not just points of light to look. 114, The Creation Legends, 115, at. And there is this great unimaginable void out there. It is said that the old ones could traverse this void the way you and I would walk through the woods. It would be most miraculous. They could travel wondrous distances through this void. They would go from one star habitation to another star habitation. They were not limited to just the village they came from. They could live anywhere they wanted to. And it is said that when they approached our sun, the place where we live appeared like a precious jewel suspended in the void. And that it was round and pretty, which is one of those things you just have to accept as part of the story. I mean, I walk through the woods, and the ground looks flat to me. But they said when you go far enough away from the earth, it appears to be round. That is the story I was saying I thought was an in-between type story. Back before there was anything that existed, everything was white. You know how just before the sun comes up and there is light all over but no shadows. That is the way everything was at the very beginning. Nothing existed yet. All there was light. And the light was divided up into pieces, and these pieces of light became the sun and the moon and the stars. After the light was gathered up into pieces of light, it left dark between the places that were light. And this was where the earth was formed, in the dark in between out of dark materials, metal and dirt and such as this. And through the interaction between the dark places and the light places an energy was caused. And this is how life was created. D. Do the legends say how this happened? B. They are unclear on this. Some of them just say and it happened. And some of the others say that something happened to affect the light to cause it to divide up into pieces of light. That somehow a great sound was made and you could feel the vibration of it. You know how you can hum and you can feel the vibration in your chest. Well, this sound was so deep and so great, had you been there you could have felt it through the soles of your feet. You would have felt it throughout your body. You would have felt it everywhere. And the vibration of the sound is what caused the light to divide up into pieces of light. The legend of Star Crush, D, and then this caused the material to form into the earth? B, Psi, I'm not sure how that happened. The legends are not clear. Somehow after the light divided up into pieces of light, there was stuff left over in between that was dark. I guess the pieces of light soaked up all the light. I'm not sure. And in the dark places in between there was still stuff that was dark. And so the dark stuff then collected together and formed the earth and the trees and the plants and animals and everything. There is an order that they did it in, because first the stuff in the dark places collected together to form the earth. You see, everything comes in balances. And some say that is the reason why the universe came into being, because there was just the light and it was not balanced. So it had to become balanced between light and dark. Then the material that was left over in the dark started dividing up and balancing out also, because the vibration of the sound caused things to keep changing and balancing out. For example, the dark part things collected to form the earth, so you would have solid and void a balance. And then on the solid part things again kept balancing out, to where you would have solid and water. Things kept doing this, and as a result that issue life and the variety of things came to be, the animals in the sea, the animals on the land, the plants and everything. Somehow it was to balance everything, and it is a very fine-tuned balance. That is why it is important to live in harmony with the earth, so as to not disrupt this balance. Now at the same time all this dividing and balancing was going on with the dark part of the universe that created the earth and everything. We believe the light part was also still dividing and balancing out. As a result, there is the light we can see and light that you cannot see. It still divides up and balances into other forms of light and energy. And it is said that it has balanced out into as many different forms of light as there are plants and animals and such on the earth, because everything has to be in balance. And since the dark part of the universe, representing the earth or the material part, kept balancing out and dividing into many different things. The light part also did the same thing. So there are many different kinds of light, many different levels and such as this. You can only see just a little. The creation legends, 117, small part of it. And you either have to have special abilities to see the rest of it, or you have to be very spiritually advanced, to be able to comprehend these other kinds of light. D. You said there were two or three different versions of the story. Is that the main one? B. That is the most complicated one. It is the one with the most details. There is another version that we first tell the young children. It is the simpler version, so as to not get them confused. As you know, as children grow up and get older, they start asking more questions. And when they start wondering about more things, then we tell them the more complicated version. We tell them the simple version in the form of a story. We say that in the beginning all there was just this light. No shadows or anything, just this light, but there were also spirits. And the spirits got together and said, "This light is very pretty, but nothing ever happens. We are bored. We want some changes. Let us see what will happen if we make some changes." And they said, "We will make this in the form of a game so that we can learn more about each other and develop and have fun." And as part of the game they said, "We have to set up a place to play our game." So they divided the light up into light and dark. And they made the earth, because they said, "We have to have a place to go to play our game." So they made the earth to go with the sun. And they said, "We need a light for night time, too." So they made the moon. And then they said, "Everything is set up for the game. Now we need to set up the rules for the game." And the rules for the game are that each player can play as many rounds as they like. Or if they want to drop out for 2 or 3 rounds, that I'll write, too. So each round in the game is when you are alive here on Earth. Your spirit is here playing the game. Then when you die, that is the end of that particular round. If you decide you want to play another round, then you are born again. Or if you want to drop out for a round or two, then you do. And time passes, and later on if you decide you want to play another round of the game, you are born again. But when we tell it to the children, we add more special effects and make it really interesting for them. We talk about how the 118, the legend of Star Crush, animals helped to decide how the Earth should be made. D. So the animals had part, too? B. Yes, definitely, because the animals are part of life, too. All life is important. And we do it like we are telling spooky stories to children. Exaggerated dramatic voice, the bears decided they wanted deep, dark woods, so they could growl in the darkness. And the birds said they wanted a lot of sunlight, so they were given the ability to fly so they could fly up to the top of the trees where the sun was. And the various animals said what kind of world they thought would be ideal, and so they were given the special abilities they needed to be able to enjoy that particular aspect of the earth. And that way everything balances out. D. In that children's version, do they say how the animals came to be? B. In that version, when the spirits were deciding they were wanting to play the game, they realized that even though they had this place to go, the first spirits who came here to play the first round of the game found there was nothing but bare dirt. So they said, "This is not a very good game. We are not through setting this up yet. We need some changes." They called the other spirits down and said, "We are not through yet. What shall we do?" And they said, "First, this is nothing but dirt here. We need some water, too." And it was all agreed. "You are right, we need water." And so the rivers and the lakes were formed. And another spirit said, "How are we going to keep this water here? Every time the sun comes up, these lakes start shrinking." And so another spirit said, "Why don't we do something really wild? Let's have extra water fall down from the sky." "Well, all right, why not?" D. "Yeah, in a story you can have anything happen." B. "Exactly." And they said, "We have water now, but it is still awfully quiet here." Then the spirits said, "When the wind blows, if it had something to blow through, it would make some sound. So let us make plants and trees, so you can hear the wind blow." And it was decided that would be good. And another spirit said, "The plants and trees are pretty, but something else is needed. What do we need?" They were thinking about it and thinking about it. The Creation Legends, 119, something was definitely missing, but they could not quite figure out what it was they wanted to put in this game that we call life. And back then one of the things that the spirits could do was, if they were to pick up some dirt or day and shape it into something, they could imbue it with energy, to where it could move by itself. D. O. To bring it to life. B. Most of the time they would do this to small things temporarily, just to pass the time whenever they did not have anything to do. While they were trying to figure out what they needed to make this game more complete, One of the spirits got bored with trying to figure it out. So he picked up some clay and he shaped it into a small animal. He shaped it into a squirrel, actually, and imbued it with life. And the first thing the squirrel did was run up one of the trees. It ran out on the branch and started scolding everybody. And the squirrel was saying, "You idiots! Don't you realize what you can do? Make a lot of animals. Make a lot of little things like me that are moving around and having fun and keeping you guys straight, because you are too stupid to do it right all by yourselves. Make a bunch of us to keep you in line." And so everyone decided, that is not a bad idea. Let us make all kinds of things like that. So they decided they would call that first animal a squirrel. And then they started making all the other animals. Usually at this point one-off children will ask, "But why did they make flies and bees and stuff like this?" And we have to explain to them that always before whenever they would imbue some of this clay with life, it would just be temporary life. And it would just run around doing things until it ran down. But the spirits decided that, to play this game for a long time, these little bits of life would have to keep going, without them having to recreate things all the time. So when they imbued them with energy, they did it in such a way that they would be like people. They could eat things and keep living. And usually someone asks, "What does that have to do with flies?" We point out to them that the birds had to eat something. So they had to create something small enough for them to eat because the birds' beaks are so small. So they created flies and such as this. 120. The Legend of Star Crush, D. I can't see how this would satisfy a child and entertain them, too. B. Yes. We tell these stories when we are sitting around the campfire in the evenings. D. Then what is their explanation? In the children's version, before humans were created? B. Well, the spirits are basically the same as we are, they look the way we do. When they decided to come to the earth to play their game, somehow as they came closer to the earth, they became more solid. If a child seems confused about that, we will tell them that we can explain it to them better when they get older. Then we can give them a more complicated version of the story. Then we can explain how the energy divided everything to where it would be balanced. The spirits live out there in the void where it is very light and the mostly energy. But as it gets closer to the earth and the more physical aspect of the universe, the light condenses down into solid physical form. D. Then in the children's version nobody had to create humans. B. No. The way we came into existence was the spirits coming here. And they simply became more solid as they got closer to the physical world. And because we are all spirits, we all really belong to the higher planes. We are just here temporarily playing this game. D. You said the spirits decided the animals had to eat things so they could keep existing. Did they figure that humans also had to eat? B. They discovered in the process of playing this game, that when they made rules to apply to the animals, these rules automatically applied to themselves, whether they planned on it or not. The way the universe is set up, things are balanced. Somehow whenever they decided on how things should be, for instance, that animals have to eat in order to keep living, that made it apply to all living things, not just animals. When the spirits realized this was what was going on, they started being a lot more careful about the rules they made. Because they did not want to limit themselves too much, and close themselves in with a bunch of rules. D. So any rules they made also apply to themselves? Is that what you mean? B. Right. They did not know it would happen that way. Because they, the creation legends, 121, were planning on the animals eating and living, and the spirits just flying back and forth playing this game and having a good time. And they discovered that as they made the rules for their place of playing the game here on the earth, that when they came down here to play the game the rules applied to them, too. And they did not know it would work out that way. D. So they had to be more careful. Do the legends say this was before the coming of the old ones? B. Yes. That was before the coming of the old ones. And some of the wise ones, the elders, say that this story of the spirits deciding to come to earth and play a game, may not have necessarily been here. They say there are some older legends that are hardly told any more that explain it. How can I explain this? To keep things balanced, the lights had to be similar to each other. When the light was being divided up into pieces of light, each piece of light was similar to the other pieces of light. D, you mean it couldn't be very different, if had to be similar? B, right. In order to balance out, things had to be similar. So they say, consequently, it is only reasonable to think that the stars we see up in the sky are similar to the sun, because they are both pieces of light. And so, if stars are similar to our sun, and some of the stories pointed out that the old ones could travel unimaginable distances, it would be reasonable to think that for these lights to be similar to our sun, they would have to be far away in order to appear to us the way they do. D. Yes, because they don't look as big as the sun. B. Exactly. In the evening, when you build up the campfire and you start walking away from it into the woods, it gets smaller and smaller. The further away you get and the more trees and such are in between, it gets very small and flickery. Perhaps this is the reason why the sun looks so different from the stars. If this is true, then when the spirits started playing their game, it may not necessarily have been here with this earth and this sun. It might have been somewhere else. Then the stories of the old ones tell about when they came here. It is really strange that you are taking this all in. 122. The Legend of Star Crush. D, B, D, B, D, B, D, B, D, Stride, because some of the more critical members of the tribe do not take the stories seriously. They say they ask you to believe too much that is not supported by what you can see around you. Do you mean the more complicated version? Yes. Because some of the people of the tribe are very literal. They say, no way can the stars and the sun be similar. Anyone with two eyes in their head can tell that they are different just by looking at them. And they think that the elders of the tribe who try to pass on these other facts and other stories are trying to stretch it too far, in order to prove about how everything balances out. They only believe what they can see. Is that what you mean? Yes. I do not know which way it is myself. It is very complicated and I get confused trying to figure it out. Many times when I am out in the woods hunting, I will go to a clear field at night time to camp. And in the summertime, particularly if I know I am in a safe place, I do not build a fire. I keep everything dark so I can look at the stars well. And it is very easy to think that maybe the old ones did travel out there. Because when I stare at the stars long enough, I get very dizzy and I feel like I am flying. And so if I can have this feeling just by looking at the stars, who is to argue with what the old ones maybe could do? They could do many miraculous things. That sounds like it's possible. I like to think so, but not everyone goes by what I think either. You said it was interesting that I was understanding this. I don't know either. But I am always trying to find answers. And I think your stories may have a lot of truth in them. I do not know. They are very complicated. The elders, the wise ones, the few who study such things, say that the more you study it, the more complicated it gets. That there is never any end to it. They like studying it. But whenever they try to explain it to people who do not study it, it is a lot more complicated. The reason why some of the things do not seem to make sense to them is because they do not know everything behind it. And they don't want to learn. The Creation Legends, 123, B, right. They do not want to put forth the effort to try to learn the additional complications. D, do you think this is why it's easier to tell the children's version of these stories? B, yes, because everyone knows it is a story and so no one really takes it too seriously. But the other version is just complicated enough that you have to take some of it seriously. It is just enough to make you uncomfortable if you do not want to believe it. D. They have to stop and think, and they don't like that. B. Yes. Right. Stories would be fun to listen to, and D. This would make sense. Children's, you wouldn't have to take them seriously. B. Yes. This is true. D. Are those the main parts of stories of the creation? B. Yes. I know there is more to it. But I am not knowledgeable about it. It is the elders that get into the more complicated versions of it. Because, as I say, the more they study it, the more complicated it gets. and I have not studied it that deeply. D. It seems like only a few people would be able to really understand it. B. I do not mind explaining things to you. Being out in the woods and spending a lot of time alone, I have time to think about things and to figure out why things should be the way they are. Sometimes when I try to explain these things to some of the people in the village, they do not always take me seriously, because they are busy with their own little lives surrounded by people all the time. I do not know you, but when strangers meet, if they are willing to talk about each other, where they come from and what they have learned, there is a better chance for them to get along. Chapter 2, The Wise Man's House. I discovered that the information about the Old Ones was not contained only in the repetition of the legends of the Wise Man. There was tangible physical evidence as well. Tuin had mentioned that on one occasion he had been inside the Wise Man's House and had seen many strange things which he did not understand. He assumed they might have belonged to the Old Ones, but he also knew that the Wise Man had many secrets that the rest of the village did not have access to. He had much respect for the Wise Man and never asked about these things because he thought it best not to appear too inquisitive. They were objects that were definitely out of place in his primitive village. I thought if I could get more descriptions I might be able to figure out what they were. He spoke of these things in awe. He clearly did not understand what they could be. B. I was not supposed to see some of them, I think. The Wise Man has more than one table in his house. He has tables of different heights to hold the things that he studies and uses for various things. It has to do with some of the knowledge he has that must not be forgotten. We do not know how to remember some of the things he knows. D. He must be very wise to know all these things. B. That is what a wise man is for. He has the knowledge that has been passed down. I do not know how he does it. I do not know if he knows how he does it either. D. Is there anyone in the village that the wise man is trying to pass the knowledge on to? 124. The Wise Man's House. 125. B. Yes. He selects the ones who will be good to contain the knowledge and he trains them from early childhood up. He trains more than one to make sure the knowledge gets passed. D. Yes, because if anything happened to him, the knowledge would die. B. That would not be good. We would not be able to call the spirits then. We would die. Many times he has the women gather particular herbs for him. He has many herbs and medicines in his house, so that if someone falls ill and the usual remedies do not help, he can find another remedy. He has some things on the tables. I do not know what they call them or what they are made out of. It is smooth like water, it is hard like rock, but it is clear like air. And I am not sure what it is. It sounded like a good description of glass by someone who had never seen any. When there is a still pool of water on a summer day, you can feel it and it is smooth. This is smooth like that, but it is hard like rock and it is clear like air. He has things of different shapes made out of this. I do not know what they are or what they are for. D. Beauty who can see through them? B. Unless something is in them. D. What kind of shapes are they? B. Some are various sizes, long and tall. Usually about this big around and about. Well, different heights. About as big around as her thumb and finger touching, and they sat on the table, and appeared to be dosed at one end and open at the other. Like a dosed fire tube. Apparently resembling the chimney he had mentioned earlier. D. Are they attached to something? B. Well, he has them all together on a table. D. Do you know what he does with them? B. I do not know. I just got a glimpse of it. Some had liquid-like colored water in them. Different colors, some were light green, and some were clear brown. I do not know what they were for. D. Did you see anything else? B. There was one thing that I saw not with those. At another place it was shaped like the sun. It was round all the way around. Wherever you looked at it, it was round. I do not remember if it was clear. 126. The Legend of Star Crush. D. B. D. B. Like air or not, but it looked like it was smooth and hard. It was too far away. I could not go over there. He would know that I was snooping, and I did not want him to be displeased. No. You must be careful even though you are curious. Was it very big?
No, it was small. You could hold it in your hand easily.
Was there anything else in different shapes? I am curious, too.